Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I don't begrudge you this. If you've saved all year for this, I got it. If it's that hobby of yours, I've got it. God, but, I mean, seriously. They're going to, just on television alone and television ads, they're going to generate close to $1 billion in ad revenue and other revenue. And the tickets, I mean, thousands, people paying thousands of dollars for tickets to see guys throw a football around a field. I know, I'm going to catch heck for this. How much money do you make off of that? I mean, you bet on the game. If you bet on the game, don't tell me because I know it's illegal. But you know what I'm saying? How much do you make off of that? Why do you do it? I mean, whatever. You know, if I was planning to make it $16 million a year, okay, no problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Senator Schumer, you know, this is not the first time we've seen this. To show you how these young kids known as Democrats, I mean, Kamala Harris was as giddy as a little girl today. Like somebody had just asked her, I'll be nice about this, like somebody had just asked her to the school prom, the boy that she wanted. All right? I'm sure it wasn't Ed Brown. I'm just guessing here, though. So she was almost dancing up on stage. She was so excited about what was going down with the impeachment. All right, this is, I thought this was a solemn event. I thought this was something you really didn't want to have to do, which anybody with two brain cells to rub together knows that that's not true. They've been wanting to do this before he was sworn in. If you recall, I actually made fun of, well, like I said, they knew, right? Maxine Waters and a couple of others that wanted to impeach him. And I said, hey, he's got to be sworn in first. Are you guys that ignorant? I mean, how do you take an oath to uphold the Constitution, to uphold the laws of this land when you don't know what they are? I'm just constantly confused by that one. And you hear them speak. I mean, look at AOC. She... Here's another one. You guys in New York deserve her. You elected somebody who doesn't know anything about the... Now, I didn't say anything about politics, but anything about the Constitution. Nothing. You don't change the Constitution with a law. Right? You just don't decide to ban guns because now we don't need them anymore. The Constitution was made to be ironclad and only broke when the majority of the will of the people took place. And they made it a tedious task to do it, which was a great thing for them to do. The Founding Fathers were not stupid. The Founding Fathers didn't care that technology was going to change over the years. You know what they knew that would never change? That man was evil, man was bad, and man would do whatever it was that benefited him or her. They knew that. That's why they made it hard to do these things. And I thank God they did that. I thank God for them doing that. So anyway, if you remember too, when Kamala Harris, when she heard that the Congress was going to impeach, she was excited. You had four senators today who should have recused themselves, should not have had the right to vote because they're running for president. Did you really think they were going to vote not to impeach him? Some of them openly said they made up their mind long before they got there. If that's the case, why should they be able to vote? Remember, we've been browbeat for a week now and told how we had to hear. We had to hear every word that was said, every witness, get all this information. To what end? What did it do for us? Nothing. Because they already had their minds made up. It wouldn't have mattered. Schiff saying we didn't need to hear the whistleblower because it was a done deal. Nancy said if Congress didn't go ahead and impeach, not Congress, I'm sorry, the Senate, right, then it was a sham trial. And then she came back later on when she heard there weren't going to be the witnesses and really said it wouldn't mean anything. The acquittal would be empty because they're so righteous. They did everything so perfectly. You know, when the president had a perfect phone call, they laughed at him. I'm sure they think their congressional process was perfect. But there are many, many, many congressional scholars that disagree that Her Highness Pelosi did it wrong, didn't follow the rules, didn't follow the law. And Pelosi's going to be petrified with AOC. Has to be. She is raising money like crazy, giving nothing to the DCCC. And she has no intention to do that. Now, she owes the DCCC $250,000 in dues. See, they have to raise X amount of money a year for the Democrat Party. That's their job. And she refuses to do it. She wants more. She wants the DCCC to come up with more progressive, more socialist candidates. Well, the American people don't want that. You're going to watch in this election. You scare them. Seriously, you scare them. We will never get back to a real America the way our founding fathers wanted it. Never. Until we decide to be Americans first. When we decide to be Americans first, and then we're Republicans, or then we're Democrats, then things will come together for us. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Jerry Gibb joins me after the break. We're going to talk about the divorce that he's involved in. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampappa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved in the conversation. Get involved in the solution, actually. I always appreciate when you do that. Let me bring him on because I know you've been waiting for him. He's really the guy that you wait for on Friday nights, and it's always a pleasure to have him with me. And so sit back, grab your popcorn, have a good time. Okay, it's that time of week again. I know you've all been waiting for this. You're not going to hurt my feelings because I love having them on, too. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to kick the party off. Although, at my age, it's not much of a party. It's just making sure it's a clear path to the bathroom. I don't know. Anyway, how you doing, Xander?
I'm doing a little less better now you used that analogy, but do feel free to continue.
Well, I figured you'd be excited. The champagne would be next to the table. You're ready to go because the English divorce is final this evening, is it not?
It is. And but it's more a political divorce today than anything else. You know, the UK will officially leave the EU today, but there'll be all of the unraveling. It's kind of like a divorce in reverse, because not that I've ever been divorced in real life, but you know, when you get divorced in real life, everything is sorted out before it happens. But the deal is one that's kind of like, you know, they're doing it kind of more as they go along, which I don't like. I would rather it have been settled before today. But it does give the UK more power, because if the EU turn around and say, no, we don't like that, the UK can then just say, well, that's tough. You know, we've left. If you don't work with us, you find your own way to sort it out.
Right. But right now, you had told me earlier, no more money to the UK at this point.
No. I think that, unfortunately, Boris is still looking at a divorce settlement situation, which I don't think, you know, they've had enough money already, so I don't think that they should be getting a divorce settlement. I'm sure some ex-husbands out there will be kind of really getting this right now. Cause, you know, you've had your cash lady on your way, kind of thing. Is that a bit sexist to say that?
Hey,
I'm sure some women will be thinking it
too. I did. You know, the hair in the back of my neck didn't go up, so I don't really care. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good. So I definitely think they shouldn't get any more money. But the wonderful thing about this, and you know, I was jubilant when I saw this. The final day that Nigel Farage and his British EU people, I don't know what they, Euro MPs they call them, on the last day when he gave this speech and they cut him off just at the end of it because they said he was too political or he said things he shouldn't have said, which I didn't see that he'd said anything that was incorrect or offensive. But then to pull it off, they pulled out British flags, which you're not allowed to do, and started singing the national anthem, which to me was like perfection.
Right.
And it was a big middle finger.
It was in your face. And I love in your face stuff like that. I mean, these guys, you know, it well deserved too, because these guys have been fighting the will of the people for well over a year now. How long has it been since it was voted on? A couple years now, right?
2016. It took 4 years from its inception, from the vote, for them to actually start to put things into action. And the problem is always, like anything, you know, the parallel in America is that, you know, the people have spoken. The people have said that they want Donald Trump to effect change. But there's always the kind of nitty gritty of getting through those people that don't want it to change, who will do anything to stop these things from happening. And I think that Brexit should really spur Donald Trump on. Hi, Mr. President, because I know you listen to the show, because this is going to be a fight. It's going to be a struggle. You know, either side of the pond, they're not going to give up this easy because there are financial things to them. You know, all of these people involved in these wranglings get money over and above their paycheck for doing these things. And I'm not even going to say allegedly, Joe, because we both know that it happens. It benefits some public officials to be in office over and above their salary. That's why we have Nancy Pelosi being a millionaire. Because you're not set to become a millionaire from being, you know, a senator.
From getting $180,000 a year is what they get paid. $180,000, $189,000, right in there. And then they get a few extra bucks for certain things that they do. But, you know, unless you have some great, maybe they have some great kind of investment plan there that we don't know about or they don't tell us about. And that's how they become millionaires. But, you know, you want to talk about the height of entitlement. I want you to think about something, because you're talking about Brexit and how long it took to get done. And really, if we're all honest with each other, the legislators didn't want it. Now the money stops changing hands the way it was before. They got to find other ways to line their pockets. But, you know, I'm listening to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. You know, Chuck Schumer came out this morning and was, like, pretty much stamping his feet like a spoiled little brat goat, you know, and these senators are going to suffer for this, and, you know, and they're not having an honest and open, this is a sham of a trial. I'm thinking, are you talking about Nancy Pelosi's Congress? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's blaming them for everything that Nancy Pelosi did.
But how do four political rivals who all want to be president get to judge my president in this situation?
Yeah.
Isn't that alone a conflict of interest? I mean, there are thousands of them, you know, but I do think that ultimately this sham has to end now. And now that they've said, you know, that they're not going to have witnesses, yeah, I actually think that's probably a good thing because they would drag this out.
Oh, agreed.
You know, let's face it. This is just about blackening the name of Donald Trump,
yep,
for want of a better term, to actually turn people off from voting for him in the 2020 elections. But I think it's come back to kick them in the backside, really, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, big time. Listen, when you start, you know, Nancy Pelosi wants all of the lawyers that were defending Trump to be disbarred. I mean, she wants Dershowitz. I mean, one of the most respected, Alan Dershowitz, one of the most respected
Democrat,
men in
Democrat
law. Right. Democrat. Didn't vote for Trump. Doesn't like Trump. Voted,
yep,
for voted for Hillary. Okay? And yet she wants him disbarred, too. Again,
right,
they don't want the truth. And going into this, and we're running out of time here, but going into this, the thing that I think was great was, they come off as holier than thou. We're going to go in, we're going to listen to the evidence, and then we're going to pronounce him guilty, right?
I mean, they can't handle the truth, Joe.
No. Oh, that's good. We'll be back in a minute because I need to handle a commercial. I need to get some money in here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a second. Xander's going nowhere. He thinks he's going nowhere. I got him locked
back
in the room. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
Oh,
I know you.
Stop that.
Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55. I've been doing this long enough now. You think I know where all the buttons are? I don't. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. More is in to give after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate has voted to reject all efforts to call more witnesses in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, pushing them one step closer to an acquittal. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer was upset with the verdict.
If the president is acquitted with no witnesses, no documents, the acquittal will have no value. Because Americans will know that this trial was not a real trial. It had no witnesses, no documents. Is a tragedy on a very large scale.
GOP Senators Roy Blunt of Missouri and Mike Braun of Indiana said they expect the Senate trial to conclude by Wednesday, though nothing has been finalized. On Monday, the senators will arrive, potentially as early as 11 a.m., for closing arguments. Tuesday, senators will take to the floor to give speeches, and then Wednesday, there will be a vote on the articles of impeachment. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it, because I know you're waiting for it. It isn't me. That's I know. We're back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I know you, and you hear me enough, right? So let's just bring him on, because I know he's got a lot to say. I got a lot to say. Xander Gibb joins us to help kick off the party for the weekend. Xander, always love having you with me on the weekends.
It's always great to be with you, Joe, and you keep, you know, describing it as a party, but not even a glass of champagne. You know, I'm waiting in my studio someone to come in with champagne and fluffy towels and stuff, but it's not happening.
Go check the shoreline. The bottle should be there any day now.
There'll probably be a message in my bottle saying, right. you owe money to the cable company.
I was like, ha ha, you thought there was going to be champagne in here. Anyway. We were talking during the break, though, and I said, doesn't it look, when Nancy Pelosi gets up to the podium, Chuck Schumer, and oh my God, definitely Schiff, they look possessed, right?
Yeah. They do. But, I mean, they have to be pretty upset, given that, you know, one of the most senior lawyers in the country, you know, and a Democrat at that, in Alan Dershowitz, is backing Donald Trump. But does this not make it very pleasing for you, Joe, to see that there are some people in the law segment of our society that are over and above the political and are more interested in the truth? Because he ain't doing this just to get paid, is he? Let's face it.
No.
Because he's not going to get any more work after this. Certainly not from a Democrat.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. Well, you know, the other thing about this, too, is when he came out and he talked about what it was and it can't be quid pro quo, he went through all this stuff, right? And, you know, they were touting him on the left. I mean, on the right, they were touting him as how smart he was and what have you. The left started ripping him up. And what happened right after they were done ripping him up? They came out with the Epstein stuff. How can you trust this guy? He was on the Epstein. I'm thinking, did you say this about Hillary? Did you say this about Mr. Hillary? I mean, they are so blinded.
Mr. Hillary?
You like that? They are so blinded by their hate for Trump. And, you know, this whole process between Kavanaugh and this has shown me how out of touch the Democrats really are with reality.
Can I just clarify a point? When you say Mr. Hillary, do you mean Bill Clinton or Chester Hubble? Can you be specific, please?
I'm talking about Billy Bob, you know, because he, you
sue
know.
Sue me. I think that they've backed themselves into such a political corner now that there has to be some inquiries about this. And this is going to change the face of impeachment forever. Because if you can take a president to impeachment on the flimsiest of evidence and expect to be able to get somewhere with it, that's an infringement on democracy. It really is.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And I'm looking at, again, you look at his team, Jay Sekulow. I mean, the thing I loved about Jay is that he's probably got my kind of personality. He went out there, he just laid it out. That's it. You know, how dare you say this? You guys did exactly the same thing. He put up clips of them doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And you go, so how do you come against something that you were totally, perfectly, 100% on board with? And the sickness comes was when the Democrats step up to that podium, when they come back to rebut it, if you would, they totally ignore what was being said. Right. You notice that?
Yeah, but it's kind of like do as we say, not as we do. They're changing the rules as they go along to kind of suit themselves. I mean, I saw a video today on social media that showed Adam Schiff, I'm choosing my words very wisely here, saying three different things, and it changes,
yeah,
you know, every time he talks. And the concern for me is, I'm sure you would agree with this, Joe, as somebody who is called upon for their commentary, you actually want to remain consistent or be able to explain why your position has changed. But their position changes daily without an explanation of why that position has changed. And that tells me that your premise is flimsy, to
yep.
say the least.
Yeah. Well, what do we listened to the word Russia, Russian collusion, presidents in bed with Putin, Russian collusion. We listened to that for 3 years. Three years, they beat their brains out to make a case. And then we have one phone call in July. The guy can't be considered a whistleblower because he didn't hear it. Everybody who was on the call, I played the clip yesterday, nobody felt like the president was pressuring them. Nobody.
No.
Only the secondhand whistleblower felt that way.
But in fairness, wouldn't you have been more concerned if the Donald had not said, if you feel there's a problem here, you have to look into it? I mean, they want presidential. He acts presidential, then they want to impeach him. Because if he hadn't said, come on, I want you to, you really have to look into this, you know, for fairness and to make sure there's no impropriety, the first, you know, he does that. And then they're upset that he's done it. So he can't win whatever he does, you know. Donald Trump finds a cure for cancer. How dare he cure our cancer?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think, again, I said it the other day to somebody I was talking with, and I said, you know, really think about this. Here's a guy, he's lost, 30% of his worth, and he doesn't care. He doesn't need a job after this. This is a business, and people don't like it when I say this, but this is a business deal for him. He has been called in
right.
to fix a failing company, and he doesn't care whether the the guy in charge is the second cousin of the owner of the company. He doesn't care. He's got to get the company back on his feet. He's got to get it strong, and that's what he's doing. And they hate it because they're taking money out of their pockets.
But isn't this what America needed? America needed someone that was gonna run the country like a business. Because let's face it, Barack Obama, for the 8 years that his misadministration were in charge, really messed it up. You know, gave money away willy-nilly to whoever, even whether they didn't deserve it. You know, the Iranians, yeah, let's give them the money. It doesn't matter if they're gonna spend it on a new. You know, whatever you think about Donald Trump, he's actually run the country like a business, and I kind of have to respect him for that. And in fairness, if Obama had done that, I would have respected him for that too.
Right.
But obviously that was never going to happen because, you know, cronyism kicked in from day one.
Right. Yeah. You know, it wasn't just, if you really think about this, you go back to even, I don't know, Lyndon Baines Johnson, right? I mean, you start looking at how the White House is being handled, how these presidents wield their power around and get their friends in
there. Right.
And as you work up and through this, there's a status quo that starts to take place, right? And that status quo, you know what I'm saying here, right? It's like,
yeah,
we'll give a little bit to the Republicans give a little bit to the Democrats. I mean, look at Paul Ryan. When he was the Speaker of the House, he didn't push back on Obama one little bit on the budget because he wanted to go through. He needed that money to go through. So they're all in the same cauldron, except for Trump. That's how I see it.
Yeah, because in fairness, you know, people have said, I'm not here to defend the president, and I know that you are not too, but I get rather perturbed when they're always saying, oh, he's benefited from this. You know, his daughter benefited in China. What benefit has he had from being the president of the United States? Because I can't think of much. You know, his family are vilified daily. You know, death threats, people sending suspicious packages to Trump Tower. You know, it's never ending. It's a thankless task for Donald Trump to be president of the United States. And so I don't see what he's got from it, apart from the fact that he's putting into action what I can observe him saying for the last 20, 25 years. Whenever any show he's been on, you know, he's on Oprah in the 80s, and he's saying the same thing he was saying back then. So at least the man is consistent.
I see him as like a warrior chief at times. Right, he's just plowing through, and the hypocrisy behind his John Bolton thing. Look, when you're running a company and you hire a guy that you think is good or a girl you think is good for the job, and then all of a sudden you find out they haven't got a clue, do you let them? Because government will let them stay forever, right? You can't fire them there, government, right? Not him. He's like, wait a minute, you're not doing the work. If you're not doing the work, you gotta go. And that's the thing they can't handle. Listen, we got to go to a quick break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Xander will be with us on the other side of the break, I guarantee it. Yeah, he's not going anywhere. He's not, there we go again, right? He's not going anywhere. I'm not letting him go anywhere. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you heard me say it. I want to hit on it some more, but if it doesn't show you how the elite feel about us rank and file, whatever terminology you want to use. But if you ever want to know how they feel about us rank and file, just look at how long it took them to get, Blexit, exit, whatever it's called. Look how long it took them to do that. The same thing here. When the people have a will to get something done, why did it take Congress so long? Joe Messina, host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guess who's with me? We're back, and so is Xander Gibb. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. And, Xander, always a pleasure to have you with me kick the weekend off. And, listen, I want to jump right back into it because we were talking about who the president surrounded himself with and all that. You know, John Bolton, now they want, you know, the Democrats want to hear, they should be able to hear his testimony. This is the party of contradictions, right? Because you had Adam Schiff said, we've already had the witnesses, this is a done deal, this is a closed deal, this should be a slam dunk, but it wasn't a slam dunk now because we needed Bolton. But what Bolton said he heard, of all the people that were in the room and not in the room and part of these conversations and not part of these conversations, he's the only one who heard the name Biden. Don't you find that interesting?
I do. I absolutely do. I mean, anyone would think he had a book coming out. but seriously, Let's look at this in non-political terms. If I had a company and I hired someone to do a job and they couldn't do that job, I would get rid of them. In the real world, that's what happens. And that's what happened with Bolton.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I agree, and I said it when they were, you know, looking to bring him on. I said, this guy is a warmonger. He's always been a warmonger, okay? And you know, his attitude is he wants to flex every military muscle we have every time something comes up. I'm one for having strength in the military, but the idea behind having a strong military is that you don't have to always use it and or deploy it, right? I mean, that's kind of the idea behind it. And
exactly.
And the Dems hated him. Remember? Didn't want him around. They hated him. And all of a sudden.
They did, but they.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, but he wasn't useful to them then. I do not doubt that they have made him some kind of offer.
Well, I hadn't thought about that. But you might be right. I just think it's like, again, right? We got Comey, Clapper, all the guys. That
Clapper.
I know, right? But I mean,
Clapper,
Comer, Mueller. I mean, these guys turned around. They hated these guys. They hated them. And all of a sudden, when they apparently start look like they were turning on Trump, they were God's gift to the Department of Justice. God's gift to humanity as a whole, right?
We know a certain ex-Republican who was treated like God's gift for saying they bullied me into being a Republican. You know, that would be like me saying. When I was a Democrat, I was bullied into being a Democrat. Right. I was misguided. And I think that, you know, ultimately, I said this already on the show, it's about continuing with your premise and having a level of background for your premise. And when that premise changes, if you can't explain why, I think questions need to be asked, don't you?
Yeah. Listen, here's the thing that bothers me. You start going down this road, and I'm thinking in my head, if you're gay and a Democrat and you become a Republican, then you're misinformed, you're stupid, you've gone to the dark side, right? If you're black and you're already a Republican and you become a Republican, well, then, you know, you've found or fallen into the Fox trap, you know? You go down the whole line. If you're Hispanic, it's because you don't really understand. They do that because they see us as the enemy, as nasty, negative people. We don't think that way, do we?
Well, no, absolutely not. And you know, it happened with me, and I had people saying, oh, was I in love with Donald Trump? I mean, how pathetic. You know?
Yeah, it's really...
Yes, of course, I'm in love with Donald Trump. Yeah. I mean, real.
There you go, right.
Hey, I have the highest of in fairness, I have the highest respect for the guy. I didn't until I kind of saw his off-TV persona, but I think that the Democrats are only interested in you while you're supporting them, or while you can do anything for them. You know, and I'll give you an example. You know, when gay people are attacked in the street, if they happen to be Democrats, they want something done about it. But if they find out you're a Republican, they're like, who cares?
No, you're right.
But Republicans aren't like that, are they?
No, not at all.
In fairness, if we found out someone had been attacked, the first thing we would say is, are you okay? Not who did you vote for?
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. I watch, you know, when you watch the nasties on the street and you hear about Antifa and you look around and you go, wait a minute, the violence is always caused by the left and left groups. It's you don't see people on the right, large groups of people on the right, you know, going and setting Starbucks on fire because they don't like the speaker that's coming into the onto the campus. You know, you only see that from the left, and they ignore it. They act like it never happened. And then when they do get caught, they always say, "Well, they had a right to be upset," like you saw in Baltimore years back, right? I mean, the mayor said, "Let them blow off some steam," and then they wonder why CVS wouldn't come back and rebuild. Well, because you're burning down their buildings, and you're not protecting their people. You know, then I don't need a degree for this one. All right, listen. Before we run out of time, you got to explain something to me. So the Labor Party now, I according to a recent report, excuses Corbyn for the election defeat. I mean, we wouldn't even do that here. We'd laugh at that report, wouldn't we?
Yeah. I really can't. You know, for those of you who are listening and don't know, the Labour Party is kind of like the more stupid equivalent of the Democrats in the UK. And the leader who was the leader during the election, is Jeremy Corbyn. Basically, I think this has come from him. He's like, he wants to walk away from this blameless. But if you're the leader of a party and your party does not win in the election, you have some level of culpability. And to whine and whinge and say, I don't want to be to blame for this, even though I'm a Marxist, is BS, I'm afraid. You know, he was trying to sell the United Kingdom socialism, and they said, nah, don't want that. And because of that, not that alone, I mean, Brexit was a part of it because they opposed it, but they lost the election. And ultimately, you know, he is, you know, as the figurehead, the buck has to stop somewhere, and the buck stops with Jemima Corbyn. Boo-hoo.
Well, that's what's funny, especially on the left. It is the party of, I call them the party of non-responsibility. Nobody's ever at fault on their side. It's always because of an outside influence that's a conservative that tried to bring them down, right? To try to take them down.
It's they've got more excuses than, you know.
Well, here's my little
Clinton going to jail.
You see that she is sending the Secret Service out to shoo away the process server for the lawsuit against Tulsi Gabbard. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I did.
How do you get past the Secret Service guy?
Why are the Secret Service even still? Why are our taxpayer dollars still being paid to protect a criminal?
I
saw something today, Joe. What's her name? The cookery lady? She went to prison for lying to the FBI once.
Yeah, once. You're right.
She did it 33 times. Nothing happened.
Right.
But I have to end on something very funny. I heard this today. Apparently someone said to AOC, are you worried about your seat being in jeopardy in the next election? And she went, no, because the seat is in New York.
You know, I got to tell you, the memes that you throw up, okay, on, I don't know if it's, what is it, the Instagram? Whichever one it is I run across from time to time. You had me in stitches this morning, okay? Do you sit there and with your English muffin and a tea and start just posting those up there in rapid fire? Because it's hilarious.
It's part of my morning ablution, you know. take my pills.
Yeah.
Put on the news. Fight with Piers Morgan for 20 minutes while I'm sharing all of the fabulous memes that I found and the ones that people sent me because they're afraid to actually
post them themselves.
Share.
Yeah. Hey,
themselves.
Okay, so really quick, Prince Harry, because I'm going to run out of time here, but Prince Harry is being rebuked because of him calling out the BBC press or complaining about the press. They're pretty brutal to begin with, but was he deserving or were they deserving of what the press was saying?
Yes and no. I kind of think they have brought it on themselves and they got in bed with the media and they expect it to be different from how it's been before. But how? You know, Meghan needs to get off her high horse.
Yes.
No pun intended. She wasn't this big Hollywood star she made herself out to be.
Yep.
She could have got all the respect that she wanted if she played the game.
Yep.
And she didn't. And so when you don't play the game, you get what you get. It is that simple.
God, you cannot expect, forgive me for saying it this way, because you get upset with me when I broad brush, but you can't expect those Hollywood elitist types to be servants of the people. And in all honesty, truly, you know, royalty or the royal family, they are servants of the people, if you would.
Yeah.
And,
but you know who the biggest victim in this is, Joe? The biggest victim in this is Harry. Because, you know, he doesn't even get to call his brother now. And I think that she is a huge part of that. I would never want to be with someone who said to me, you come into it my way or over. That's not love.
No.
That's subservience.
Sick.
So
it's
if you're listening, Harry, you know.
He can call you.
Give us a call, brother.
There you go. Hey, listen, tell people where they can find you, where they can find the show, because we're done.
Zendergift.com. See you next week, guys.
God, I love you, but I hate you. You make it too easy. Seriously.
I know.
I like to convolute it. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Always, listen, I want you to head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do over there. And I want you to get, you know, write down the phone. Don't write down the phone number. Really, the easiest way to do it is to go get our apps. you have an Android and iPhone app, go grab those. You can listen to the show anywhere. Prefer you listen to it by radio in your car. That would be really cool. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Got a lot of crazy stuff I want to talk about coming up in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a bit.